And thanks to all of you who have been part of the story of Women at the Well during its first 5 years.
The meeting hall is now locked down. You must return to your seats immediately and stay there indefinitely. There will be no loitering. Return to your seats now.
Okay, well, actually the meeting hall is not locked down. You don't have to stay in your seats, although I hope you will. But I wanted you to hear the kind of voice that gets spoken into the prison day after day, week after week. And I don't know, did you feel yourself kind of catch your breath and get a little anxious? Imagine that, day after day, week after week, voices telling you what to do and where to go. If you know that, then it will help you appreciate what it means for us to be the church in that environment, where, for instance, I say please and thank you when I get on the loudspeaker. They're always surprised when I do that. Where my door is mostly open and people don't have to have an appointment, and the women don't get in trouble for coming to see me without setting a time. I get to be in this church where we invite one another into a community of love and forgiveness in a place where women didn't really expect to find that. Didn't expect to find the light of Christ's presence there. If you don't know, Women at the Well is a church, a sister congregation to all of you congregations represented here, only we're inside of the women's prison in Mitchellville. You could think of us as one of those new places for new people that we talk about, only it started about 5 years ago. Arnett Pint was appointed to this ministry in 2006. I became the pastor there last summer. And this year, we celebrate 5 years since that Thursday evening in February 2007 when we were duly constituted as a congregation to do what you do. Weekly worship, only ours is on Thursday evening. Christian education, missions, outreach, pastoral care, fellowship, more. Those new people that we serve in this not quite so new anymore place are criminals, lifers, some of them, sinners, like all of us. They're also victims themselves, most of them, fellow sufferers with addiction, mental illness, abuse. We've come alongside these new people, not as a prison ministry that drops in once in a while, but as a church that's there inside. And perhaps the most amazing thing is that we have discovered that it isn't just about them. We've found something, neighbors, sisters, where we didn't expect them. And I would go so far as to claim that that discovery that we have sisters, neighbors behind those walls, that discovery has transformed us, the Iowa Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church, into a deeper understanding of the gospel, into things that we wouldn't know if we hadn't had that experience of worshiping alongside these women week after week for 5 years. Thanks be to God for that. We can't do this without you. We depend on your financial gifts to keep this ministry going. We do have the opportunity to apply for grants through the conference, and we receive some of them, but they cover less than half of what it takes to keep this ministry going. It does keep going, though, because you have discovered something behind those walls. And many, many of us in this room are committed to it continuing, not just as a new place, but as a continuing place for these beloved people that we've met there. Those of you who have been part of that, there isn't time to recognize all of you. You know who you are. Can we give some love to the many folks who lead and volunteer and give so that Women at the Well can keep doing what we do? If you are not among those who have been leading and volunteering and giving, I hope you'll lean over and ask someone else at your table, why haven't we? You can learn more at our booth in the exhibit hall. Many of you have been there. You've seen our map that shows where the women inside come from, places all around the state, places that they'll go back to, many of them, when they're released. You've also seen, no doubt, our very popular T-shirts. I hope you'll all stop by and pick one up as a small way of supporting women at the Well. They're waiting for you, all sizes. Bishop, we have one for you, with thanks for your wonderful support of this ministry and appreciation for the way that you get how important your support of this ministry is for the Iowa Annual Conference and for us. I'm going to close with a story. I could pick one of dozens of women that I've met in the last year, and you would be moved by their stories. We tell these stories pretty regularly on our Facebook page, Women at the Well UMC. If you're a Facebook user, please go to that page, Women at the Well UMC, and like it. And then those things will come to your page as you come to Facebook. But let me tell you about, I'll call her Lisa, who came to me one day at the end of her rope, frantic, telling me, pouring out this story of addiction and mental illness and multiple times in and out of prison. She rocked back and forth as she talked. Her hair was kind of ratty and going every which way, and her words spilling over themselves in all this anxiety. "Everyone has given up on me," she said, "after everything I've done. No one even wants to be near me." I thought, well, I do. I touched her hand, and I got to say to her, "Lisa, I'm glad to be here with you right now. There is no place else I'd rather be right now." She looked at me like, "Are you crazy?" But I could see that I had her attention, and we were able to talk, and I got her to breathe. I breathe a lot with these women in the prison. And that slowed her down enough that we could talk about where God is in this, and what it means to be a child of God, to be precious and loved. And we prayed together. And when she left my office that day, she was in a better place. Well, that was a few months ago. I've sent her a kite, a note or two since then, just to say I'm thinking about her. She's checked in every so often. She's come to worship some of the time. She's doing okay. And then last week she sent me a kite. Lisa said she wanted to talk to me because she's getting out soon, as early as July perhaps. Reentry is such a tender time for every one of the women in prison. "Things are happening so fast," she wrote. I read that and I could picture her rocking back and forth and her hair going everywhere. But I kept reading and here's what she said. "But I think about you and your calmness and peace and I just breathe." This is what we get to do, my friends. What the Iowa Annual Conference does through Women at the Well, where it's in a, which is in a place where it's tough to find supportive, loving words, we get to offer calmness and peace through Jesus Christ. You get to offer love and forgiveness. Together we get to just breathe with these old and new people in a place that has grown not quite so new, but will always be so in need. What a gift. Thank you.
I want to thank Pastor Lee for her leadership, and certainly Pastor Arnett Pint, the a pastor who was there when we began this. Where is Arnett, by the way? Want to give her, show her some love if she's in the house. This is a ministry of the Iowa Annual Conference and indeed a congregation that is worthy of our prayers and our continued support. And so again, thank you for the work. It's not easy work, but it's worthy of our best efforts. In Jesus' name we give God praise. Let's give God some praise and give Women at the Well 5 years.